And last Friday, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman had a stroke. In our weekly conversation, sponsored exclusively by Independence Blue Cross, I asked KYW's medical editor, Dr. Brian McDonough, about the signs of a stroke.
So the warning signs are the most important thing to recognize, like what happens or what makes you think you're having a stroke. There's certain things that are standard. For instance, you feel numbness or weakness, and you might feel it in your face or your arm or leg, but you usually feel it on one side of the body. Okay, so you start to say, well, I'm really weak on that side. What's going on? You might have some vision problems, like things might get blurry in one or both of your eyes. You might have trying to talk. You feel like your speech is garbled, or somebody's talking to you and you kind of can't understand what they're saying. The other thing would be loss of balance and dizziness, problems with coordination. Those kind of things are all warning signs, that first of all, something's happening that should be investigated, but they're associated with a stroke. And the thing about a stroke that's most important is it's a medical emergency, and you got to get seen quickly, because there are things we can do based on the cause of a stroke, and you want to get in there quickly. They always have called it the golden hour. If you see you got something, don't sit there in denial, because they can stop damage to the brain. So, for instance, if it was something, let's say, that was causing a bleed or something, you want to get to that. You want to make sure that the brain, it's encapsulated in one area with hard bone. You want to make sure that you can take that pressure off. And I think they're all the things that are important. Plus, we have all sorts of medications now we can do, which can help with clots and other problems if we get to people quick enough.
My late uncle had a stroke, too. How important is it, just to once again stress that, where having someone around you who can recognize this, getting you the help you need? How tight of a window can that be between where the lieutenant governor appears to be doing okay to some irreversible damage?
Right, and have the lieutenant governor, having his wife there, was the most valuable part. I mean, for the rest of his life, he will be thankful for that, because the damage, could have been so great, and they were able to get treated. So what you want to make sure is everybody in the home knows those signs or symptoms. And sometimes, we're all kind of, we like to tough things out. And sometimes as patients, a lot of men in particular, they sometimes don't want to seem weak. So they'll ignore things. But like when it comes to stroke or heart attack, things like that, you just can't ignore it. And the issue often with women is that many women don't always have classic signs on some of these vascular things. So it's really important that, a partner and their significant other, they work together as a team, and don't be afraid. I mean, the worst you do, I have never, ever, ever been in the emergency room and seen somebody who came in and chastise them for coming in. I mean, you come in, and if it's nothing, hey, that's fine. We'd rather see that. So don't think you're going to be embarrassed or whatever. Get the help if you need it.